Okay, well, good evening, William. And here is chapter 11. Happy toys make happy people. I know you've been waiting for this chapter because it is the last chapter in the Squeaky Toy Shop Witch story. It doesn't mean it's the last Squeaky Toy story, but it's the last one in this book. So here's the deal. The end of the story, Toy Shop Rescue. Remember, we had the Toy Shop Witch going to bed, and she was all alone, and she was lonely because she didn't expect to have such a good time. And 3T went home with his sister, Terry, Tabby, Tanya, and his mom and his dad, and they had a little dinner, and Squeaky Toy did all sorts of silly antics for his sister. And I don't know if it's possible for an 8-year-old to fall in love with a robot, but boy, oh boy, did she. But that's not part of this story, so we're leaving that behind for the moment. But anyway, they finally all went to sleep. Tabby, Terry, Tanya said, "Ah, that was the best birthday party ever." And it was. It really was the best birthday party that anybody could have, even if they weren't 8. So they all went to sleep, and it was a quiet night. And Squeaky Toy sat among the toys, and all the Lego men ran all over his shoulders, and the dolls stroked his hair, and it was just like every other night. But you know what wasn't? And it wasn't because things were happening around the world. Well, you know, well, during the party, there were so many people at the party. There were adults, there were kids, there were teenagers, that somebody took a picture. And they took a picture of the party. They took a picture from outside the toy shop of all the people standing around trying to get in. And then somebody else took a picture inside and took a picture of the party and took a picture of the toys and took a picture of everybody at the party. And that went onto the internet. Somebody tweeted it. Somebody sent it as a text. "Hey, look where I'm at. I'm at the toy shop. It's a birthday party." And that got tweeted along. And that got picked up by a couple of places that said, "Oh, how cute, a toy shop having a birthday party with the toys." And that got tweeted. And then not only did that get tweeted, but then somebody else tweeted a picture of Margaret Maplethorne dancing with dolls. Oh, people couldn't believe this, even though somebody took a little video and posted the video. And there she was dancing along, and there was music playing. People who saw it thought, "Oh my goodness, she's putting on such a great performance with those dolls. It's almost as though they're all dancing." And then it went from there. They started looking at this little Japanese kid who was among the crowd. He wasn't very tall, and he had the crispest pair of overalls you'd ever seen and cute little shoes. And there was one little video of this little Japanese kid taking out the toys from the boxes. Well, that hit the Twitterverse, and that went wild. And people on Facebook were putting this picture up because they thought it was so cute. A little Japanese kid gets to take out all the toys in the toy shop. Isn't that what every child in the whole world would like to do? Get into a toy shop and start opening all the boxes. Oh, yes. And they had a little video, and he pulled out a toy, and he put it on the shelf. And then he went to the next box and pulled it up and very carefully put the box behind the toy. Oh, that was so cute. And then somebody else had a video of Kwame playing on his phone, on his Rock Jam keyboard. And they said, "Boy, that kid plays really well." So then the music went viral. And all of a sudden, people on YouTube were watching little videos of Kwame Macaulay playing his little Rock Jam keyboard. Oh my goodness, this was getting really, really good. This was interesting. And then everybody started asking, "Who is that little Japanese kid? And what party is this?" Then they picked a picture of Professor Timothy Talltale. And people went viral on that because people knew Timothy Talltale. Well, what's he doing there? And then they saw his wife, Taro O'Toole Talltale. Well, Ms. Dr. Talltale was a very impressive figure, and she had a lot of followers. So people started saying, "Well, this is interesting." Then somebody else said, "Well, here's a video of that little Japanese kid, but he's not, he's putting back the toys." And there it was, a picture of Squeaky Toy, and he was putting the toys back, only he is in super fast mode. So he was moving really fast. Zoop, 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 box, box up, beep, 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 box, box. And then he used his extensor arm and started putting boxes on the top shelf. Zoop, up went the box, pew, down came the toy. Oh, and people said, wait, that's not a little kid. Little kids can't work that fast. And it was when he took the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger box, the big one, you know him, and he put him way up with his extensive arm and then came back down. And somebody else said, that's not a boy. That looks like a robot. Well, that went viral. Well, you think people were interested in just a little birthday party. They were really interested now in a robot. And then a graduate student in Japan who picked up his Twitter feed and started looking at Facebook and saw some YouTubes come in. And then a Snapchat came along. And then his Instagram went ding, 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 ding. And everything, every single social media outlet he had was binging, binging, binging with pictures of this little Japanese kid. And he looked at it. Then he looked at the picture of the tall man behind him and said, that is Dr. Timothy Talltale-san. That is the American robot expert. And I think I recognize that robot. And you know what that Japanese grad student did? He started scrolling through his pictures because he had been at the robot contest. And he came up with a picture that showed Dr. Timothy Talltale presenting the award to Mr. Takumi Ningyoshi. Mr. Nangyoshi-san, and there standing by his side was the little robot. He tweeted that out, and he sent an Instagram and went on path and wanted every single social outlet he could, Facebook, Twitter, tweet. He said, I know what this is. This is a Ningyoshi robot. Not only a Ningyoshi robot, the only Ningyoshi robot in the world. Well, that happened. Well, the toy shop witch and 3T and everybody was sleeping. They were all asleep. When they woke up in the morning, things had changed. 3T looked out his window. And you know what was outside his window? Was a line of trucks, a line of cars, a line of satellite dishes, a line of people setting up video cameras, a line of people knocking on the door saying, is anybody home? Well, it was still 7:30 in the morning. Who? What is this? He wiped his eyes. He looked at Squeaky Toy and he said, Squeaky, what is this? Squeaky looked out the window. And as soon as he looked out the window, every single camera on the street went right to the window and started going, click, 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 click. And so 3T pulled Squeaky Toy and said, get away from that window. And he pulled him away. And he went downstairs. And there was his mom. His mom was cooking pancakes. And she looked really tired. She said, I haven't gotten an inch of sleep last night. The phone went off the hook. It was buzzing. My text messages kept going. I couldn't sleep. And then I had to get up early because your dad had to get to the conference. And so he's at the airport flying off. And I have all these people out front. What am I going to do? 3T said, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? You have all these reporters outside. And his mother said, well, you don't know what happened, 3T. Our Squeaky Toy became famous overnight. Everybody knows you have a Ningyo robot because of the party, and now they want to have an interview. 3T said, no, they can't talk to my Squeaky Toy. They'll take him away. They can't have him. So Tanya O'Toole Talltale, Dr. Tanya O'Toole Talltale, put her thinking cap on because, after all, she was a neuroelectrophysicist, and she thought, you know, this is true. If they find out about Squeaky Toy, we'll never get him back because then somebody will come and want to take him away, or somebody will say he doesn't have papers, or somebody will say you imported him without a license. Oh, we got to do something. So she called up Solomon Cuttlefish. She said, Solomon, come over here. Take a picture of Squeaky Toy and let's put him on the toy shelf and we'll just make him look like a toy and we'll lean some dolls up next to him. So that's what they did. Mr. Cuttlefish came over and he took his camera and they put Squeaky Toy on a shelf and they sat him there and the Squeaky Toy just looked like he was a toy and they took a picture of him. Click, 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 click. And Mr. Cuttlefish said, okay, I got these. Tell you what, I'll go print them up on my printer and then we can hand them out and you can just say, I don't understand what this is. This is just a toy. He's just a toy. And then you tell everybody at the door that it's a toy. So he did. He printed up some pictures. And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale went to the door. She opened it. She jumped out in front of it and closed it and locked it. Then she looked at all the reporters. Well, by this time, all the reporters were on her front yard. And they all had long video cameras aimed at her. And they had regular cameras aimed at her. And they had long, long poles with microphones aimed at her. And Oh my goodness, they were tromping through her gardens. They were squishing down her caladiums. They were knocking over her pentas. Oh, get out of my garden, she said. They didn't care. They were reporters, and they had news to get. And they all started asking questions at once. What's that? It's a robot. What's that? Show us the robot. Talk, 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 talk. They all asked questions at once, so she couldn't hear anybody. So she said, wait, wait, one at a time. We don't have a robot. It's a toy. It's a toy my husband brought from Japan that's for my son. And yes, it moves around, but really it's made to pick up children's toys. That's all it does. Sometimes it moves. It can pick up toys. It can put them away. But otherwise, it's not like it's anything fabulous. It's just a little toy. Well, we have to see it. We have to see it. No, here, I'll give you pictures of it. This is what we have. We have to, you have to prove our privacy. We want to keep this quiet. This is just a toy here. And he handed out the pictures of Squeaky Toy. Every single reporter grabbed a picture. Then they took a picture of the picture. And then they sent the picture in. And it was mayhem. It was craziness. It was wild. And while they were grabbing the pictures, Dr. O'Toole Talltale quietly opened the door, slammed it shut, and locked it. Well, meanwhile, of course, Squeaky Toy was cleaning up the breakfast dishes and washing them all. And she said, Squeaky Toy, I want you to stay in the house. 3T, you stay in the house. Don't go out today. And if you have to see your friends, have Curtis and Kwame come over here. You can play in the living room. We will close the curtains. And so they did. And then 3T and Curtis and Kwame hung out all day while the house was surrounded by reporters. You couldn't get in. You couldn't get out. And she kept saying, Dr. Talltale isn't here. He can tell you everything, but he's at a conference and his cell phone is turned off. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? All of her pentas, all of her butterfly bushes, all of her pretty, pretty roses that she'd worked so hard at got kind of trampled and knocked over and broken because they were reporters and they had a story to tell. Well, that was only one half of the deal, because when the toy shop witch woke up, Margaret Maplethorn, and she got her first cup of coffee and she had a little bit of breakfast. She had some Cheerios and she put a couple strawberries on them. And then she went in to see her toys and to say good morning, because she really did have a good time the night before. And then she went out on the front step to pick up her newspaper. And when she opened the door, she looked out, and the toy shop was surrounded by trucks and cars and men with cameras and microphones and video cameras. And she went, oh my word! She leaned down, grabbed the newspaper, closed the door quickly, and locked it. She sat down, brought the newspaper in, opened up the newspaper. What was the headline? The headline was, Toy Shop Holds Birthday Jamboree. And it was a whole story about how Margaret Maplethorn of such and such a street opened up her toy shop for a birthday party that most of the town's children attended. And it was a riotous event. And there they were. There were pictures. There was a picture of her dancing with Elsa and Anna. How did they get that? And there was a picture of Squeaky Toy opening up boxes. And there was a picture of the front of the toy shop with people coming out the front, coming out the steps. She couldn't believe it. It was a story. Oh, no. She said, well. So she thought she'd turn on the TV and catch some news. She turned on the TV. And they were talking about her on ABC and CBS and NBC. And they were talking about her on Fox News and CNN and on MSNBC. She even went to ESPN. She thought, well, maybe I can just watch some sports. Maybe it's March Madness or something. And she was watching basketball players talking about this Squeaky Toy robot. What would it do if it was 7 feet tall? She said, what? What's going on? She turned off the TV. She went to the front door. She had a store to run. She had to open the store. But there were all these reporters out front. All these people with cameras and everything. And so she said, well, I can't close. I have to open the store. And then at 5 and 9, before the store was open, all these people started coming on the porch and standing out in front of the door. So finally she opened the door and she said, I don't have anything to say. People on the front porch said, oh, hello. You don't have to say anything. We just want to buy your toys. And they started marching into the toy shop. And they started looking at all the toys they wanted to buy. They instantly went to the back room and they said, oh, we want some of these toys. And the toy shop witch said, oh, I'm sorry. These are all on order. They're all display. I can't sell them, but here, I'll sell you these toys. And she went up to the front and she sold them all the cheap knockoff stuff she had out front that came from heavens knows where. I mean, it came from Kazakhstan, it came from southern India, it came from Nepal, they came from every place in the world where you can get cheap toys. And people weren't really happy. They said, no, we want the fancy stuff from the back. And she said, I'm sorry, this is what I have. Take it or leave it. And you know what? She sold out. All the shelves are empty. All the cheap knockoff stores were gone. All the poor metal slinky toys, gone. All the balloons, out the door. Oh, even all the water pistols that leaked, no more. None left. And it wasn't past lunch yet. So she said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I think I better close for the day. And she did. She put a close sign up. She went to the back of her house and she had some lunch. She said, I am just beside myself. I need a nap. And she lay down and had a nap. And that's how she spent the day. And that evening, Professor Talltale came in a late flight. And he came in and he came home and he looked at 3T and he looked at Squeaky Toy. And he said, oh, well, this has been quite the day. I had people texting me all day long. I had to shut my phone off. I couldn't even answer. I ran out of space. I had so many texts and tweets. People, what is going on? So Taro Tool Talltale told them all about the day and all about the reporters and everybody trying to see Squeaky Toy. And he said, well, humph, I don't think so. I think we ought to handle this by letting Squeaky Toy go out of the house. And then they can come in and look and we'll say, see, there's no toy here. So he said, 3T in the morning, I want you to take Squeaky Toy and put him in your front basket. And just like E.T., remember, we put him in the basket and they went sailing off in their bikes. Well, you just take him and ride out somewhere around town. You still have a week of vacation left. Just go ride around and get out of the way. Don't let anybody find him. We'll deal with this tomorrow. Okay, Dad. So they all tucked in and they went to sleep. And Squeaky Toy, of course, sat up with the toys, and all the Lego men ran around him, and they whispered in his ear, you're famous now, Squeaky Toy. Ha, 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 you're famous. Well, meanwhile, back at the toy shop witch woke up, and it was dark. Oh, she slept a long time, so she made herself some dinner. Then she went into the back room and turned on the lights and sat among the toys. And she looked at all her toys, and she thought, it was such a fun day the other day. It was so much fun with all the children playing with the toys. I haven't had so much fun in a long time. It was really wonderful. Oh, I wish I could do that again. Well, Anna and Elsa both heard this. And they thought, being in this box is driving us totally nuts. Totally buggy. We got to get out. We got to get out. So they started banging with their heads against the box. And the toy shop witch looked at them, and she said, what? 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 And both Anna and Elsa started moving their eyes and saying, woo, woo, woo. So the toy shop witch came over, and she said, you want to get out? Anna and Elsa both started nodding, yes, 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 yes. So she opened the box, and she let them out. Oh, they were so happy. They were out of the box. They were outside where they could be themselves. They were so happy. They stood up. Oh, and they were just so happy. And then, you know what they did? You know what they both did? They both bowed, just like Squeaky Toy, to the toy shop witch. And she said, oh my, they're alive. Well, just then when they bowed, the Rock Jam keyboard turned on. And it started playing the last music that was recorded, which happens to be the music that Kwame was playing at the birthday party. And they started playing rock and roll and polkas and all sorts of music. And Elsa and Anna started to dance. And they danced around. And the toy shop witch said, but there are no children here, but they're dancing. But they're dancing. They're dancing. They're dancing for me. And you know what she did? She reached down and held their hands. And she said, I don't care what people think. I love dancing. And she started dancing around the room with those two frozen dolls. And they were so happy. Well, they were happy. All the other toys were not so happy because they saw Anna and Elsa out of the box We don't want to be in a box. We want to be down there. And little woodsies were like, no, 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 we want to be with you. Come on, let me, we want to be with you. And the little pony was all rare and ready to go. And the Barbies, of course, the Barbies were whining. Well, we want to be there. Don't be, we don't want to be in a box. Come on. But guess who took it into his own hands to free himself? Well, you, of course, guessed it. It was the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. And he was way up on the top shelf. And he looked down and he said, I want to dance too. And so he started rocking his box. And he hit it with his head. And he hit it with his head. And he hit it so hard, the box tipped over and fell off the shelf all the way down the floor. And it smacked on the floor. And it cracked the whole edge in the corner. And the plastic broke. And the toy shop would stop dancing. And she looked at it and said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And she ran over to where the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger was. And she picked up the box. She opened it up and took out the Power Ranger, and he was okay. Nothing broken, nothing shattered, but the box was a mess. But the toy shop witch looked at it, and she said, but it's only a box. Box doesn't matter. I have the power. I have the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. And she set him on his feet. And you know what the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger did? The Mighty Morphin Power Ranger bowed low, just like Tricky Toy did. He bowed low, and then he said, Arigato gozaimasu. Which, of course, he was trying to say arigato gozaimasu, but his Japanese wasn't so good. And then, because the rock jam keyboard was still playing, he started kicking like a Cossack and doing his dance. And so he danced a Cossack dance, and Anna and Elsa were running, were dancing around in circles. And the toy shop witch, Margaret Maplethorn, sat back in the chair and started crying. But she wasn't crying because she was sad. She was crying because she was so happy. She was so happy because her toys were happy. And the whole room was happy. And you know what? Outside, there were all these trucks and cars, all these cold and hungry reporters waiting for her to come on and give them an interview. And they could see lights and they could hear some music, but they had no idea what was going on inside. And the toy shop witch had the best night she's ever had. And when she went to sleep, she slept like a baby because she was so happy. Well, the next morning, 3T woke up. And of course, Squeaky Toy was already up. The toys were already back on the shelves. Squeaky Toy was downstairs, and he was helping Tara O'Toole Talltale make breakfast because he was learning how to make breakfast. And this way, he was making cornbread. Well, as I've said, he has recipes. He can make everything from sushi to tacos, but he had never made them. So she was letting him make the cornbread because she was going to have cornbread, come eggs, little sausage, have a great breakfast because Dr. Timothy Talltale was back home again, and because she wanted to give her little 3T enough food to get out the door with Squeaky Toy. So 3T came down, he had breakfast, Squeaky Toy cleaned up, of course, and then he vacuumed around, and then he picked up 3T's toys, and he picked up his clothes, and then 3T said, okay, all right, time to go, Squeaky Toy, you ready to go? Then he called up Kwame, and he called up Curtis, and he said, I'm heading out of here, you riding with me? Yeah! So they all met in 3T's garage, and they took Squeaky Toy, and they put him in a basket, and they put a little, some flowers over him. Just some flowers. And Squeaky Toy said, huh? Yeah, you pretend we're taking flowers to, we're taking flowers to the toy shop witch. Ha ha, they'll never guess that one. And so they did. And they got out of the garage, and the whole house was still surrounded by cranky reporters who had microphones and video cameras and all sorts of things. And they timed it so that Dr. Timothy Talltale stepped out on the porch just as 3T was leaving. And all the reporters, all the microphones, all the cameras aimed right at Dr. Timothy Talltale to tell them everything. And 3T disappeared and went with Curtis and Kwame and took off. Whew. And they rode through town. Ha, 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 we did it. Yay, ha, ha, ha. They rode through town, and they rode up to the toy shop. And the toy shop was surrounded by trucks and cars and video cameras, and they were all pointing at the toy shop witch's house. But they knew the back way. They knew how to get it because they'd followed the Ninja Turtles and the Ninja Squirrels, and they knew how to get around the back. So they just kept going right on going, sailing around. And they went down to the park. They went by the church. They came back through the park trees. And then they rode their bikes, and they came right up almost to the back door. And then they ran off their bikes, and 3T grabbed a squeaky toy and all the flowers, and they went bang on the back door. Bang, 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 bang. Margaret Mapplethorne opened the door and said, "What? What? Who? What?" Said, "Mrs. Mapplethorne, let us in. Mrs. Mapplethorne, let us in." So she opened the door wide, and they all went tumbling in. And then 3T picked up the flowers that he'd fallen all over, and they were the last of the flowers from his mother's garden that the reporters hadn't trampled. And he said, "My mother wanted to send you her regards, and here are some flowers for your kitchen table." Well, that really touched Margaret Mapplethorne's heart, because you should know, flowers are always good to bring. And she said, "Oh, thank you very much. Thank you." And she picked the flowers up. And 3T looked, and there were little tears in her eyes. And 3T said, "Oh, I hope she's not been crying. I hope she's not sad." And Margaret Mapplethorne looked at him, and she said, "These flowers make me so happy." And she said, "Timothy, Timothy, I have a question for you." 3T said, Oh, yeah, what? She said, "Would your little squeaky toy want to help me? Would he maybe help me take all the toys out of the boxes? I think they'd be happier." And Squeaky Toy looked up, and he bowed low. And then he walked into the room, and he started taking all the toys out. He took them all out. And not only did he take all the toys out, like the little ponies and the Disney princess, the little Woodsies were so happy. They had a tree home. They all said, "Wee, wee, wee." And the Barbie fairy and the Barbie mermaid, they loved their pop-up camper because they were going to set it up, and they stole some flowers from Margaret Mapplethorne, so they have flowers in their camper. And then the Etch-A-Set started drawing pictures all by itself, and the radio-controlled cars started driving around all by themselves. And then the Lego cities, he opened the Lego boxes, and you know what he did? He built all the Lego, too. He was very happy. He was very busy. He was very, very happy. And Margaret Mapplethorne looked at 3T and Kwame and Curtis. And she said, "And I have another question for you, Timothy." Timmy Tommy Toby said, What? And Margaret Mapplethorne said, "I've been thinking, would you like to come back here with your friends and maybe bring your sister and her friends? And you can come back on Sunday afternoon and maybe you'd like, well, maybe you'd like to play with the toys." And 3T looked at her, and she said, You'd let me play with all your toys?" She said, "Yes, I think they'd like that. And I think it would be fun to have happy children in my little toy shop." And Timmy Tommy Toby looked surprised, wise, wide open. And Curtis went, "Really?" And Kwame started speaking in Swahili, and it was all good words in Swahili. And then Squeaky Toy came out, and he stood there looking at the four of them, and his eyes were sparkling, and he bowed really low. All the toys were finished. They were all out on the shelves. All the boxes were put away, stored away in case they needed them. And he bowed, and he looked at Margaret Mapplethorne, and he said, "Subete no mo omocha o sukute karete arigato," which in Japanese means thank you for rescuing all of the toys. And that's it, little William. That's it. That's how we rescue the toys. Because toys need to be happy so that children are happy. And when children are happy, parents are happy. So happiness is very important. And it starts with the toys. So go make your toys happy. Go play with them. And I will tell you another story another day. Love you, little William. Love you, Lauren. Love you, Kieran and Steve. Have a wonderful night. Sleep tight.